Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rick Rockhill. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, here on Blog Talk Radio, and today is another installment of our Spiritual Enlightenment series. We'll be welcoming very shortly our guest, Joy Meredith of Crystal Fantasy in Palm Springs. And today's segment is going to focus on the upcoming Palm Springs Body, Mind, Spirit Retreat and Expo this weekend, October 2nd and 3rd here in Palm Springs. It's going to be an interesting event, and folks will have the opportunity to win two free tickets for entry to the event, and if you mention this show. So it'll be something pretty good. If you're in the area, if you can get out to Palm Springs this weekend, I would highly recommend it, and we'll have some really cool things to talk about on the show today. I'd like to start off with one of these little daily wisdom quotes I've been referencing with this series at the beginning of it, and it's from a book called Daily Wisdom, 365 Buddhist Inspirations, and I love this book, and this particular passage is as follows. It says, "The important thing in life is to reflect. Reflect on yourself in your life. How are you living your life now? Is it terribly complicated? How could you simplify it? Are you always prone to looking for more or to creating problems about the way you happen to be living? Really be honest and look and ask yourself these questions. Try to use the practice of meditation to help with your reflection." So it's not preachy, but it's a nice little passage. It kind of gets you to think a little bit, and I hope that is helpful to you as you ponder the questions that may be on your mind right now and how to improve your life. Okay, one of the things I kind of wanted to start off with before we welcome Joy to the show is I want to talk a little bit about auras, and there may be some question or people may not be familiar with the term aura. And if you Google it, if it's one of the things you go on the internet and you go out looking and you're just trying to find things at a very just basic level, you know, there's a lot of reference to the paranormal. There's reference to things like parapsychology and spiritual practice. And it is described online as it's kind of a field of subtle or luminous radiation that surrounds a person. And typically you hear it referencing whether someone has some energy or holiness to them. But there's also references that all living things and all objects can have manifest some kind of aura. And so the question is, you know, why? Is it the energy? What is it about that energy that causes an aura? And the belief is that everything in the universe has some kind of vibration. We're all a vibration, and whether it's a cell or an atom or an electron or whatever, these are all vibrating. And what we have is that vibration in us and that energy, and that's kind of what causes, I guess, the aura. I'm using my own description here. But whether it's even a non-living object, a crystal or a stone, even water, certain things have that energy about them. But color and the intensity of an aura is supposed to be a very special kind of meeting. And when you look at an aura, when you perceive an aura, the idea is that you're actually kind of seeing or sensing another person's energy or their thoughts before they actually speak. And so that can be helpful when you're trying to help look at your own sense of where you are, when someone else is, where they're at. And if someone has a nice, bright, clean aura, you can be sure that person's good, or you have a better indication. Sometimes people aren't aware of their own auras, and most of us are not. But it is a skill to develop and learn that. But auras are also about diagnosing people, and if they have hidden issues or even diseases, sometimes an aura is something that can be helpful, I guess, in that regard. So I think there's a whole lot more to talk about with auras than I could possibly cover. I'm not an expert in this at all. But it seems like a great time to go to our phones and welcome Joy, who's with us today. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. How are you today, Rick?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm really well. I appreciate you asking. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I enjoyed that quote that you shared with your listeners this morning.
Oh, thank you. I love that book.
Yes,
Joy
it
Meredith
is wonderful.
Joy is from Crystal Fantasy in Palm Springs, and you can find out more about Joy at crystalfantasy.com. And she's also the organizer of the upcoming Palm Springs Body, Mind, Spirit event this weekend, and you can go to that website at palmspringsbodymindspirit.com. One of the things I love about Joy is her attitude of gratitude. And there's a great quote on your website you have listed. And I think it's Albert Schweitzer. It says, "At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us." I love that, Joy.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think that that's, you know, it's sort of true in my life. You know, every so often I, you know, might feel a little dimmer, but, you know, it's those around me that really remind me and really encourage me and, you know, give me that real oomph to just carry on and move forward, and that's what community is all about.
Yes, indeed it is. Now, this weekend with the Body, Mind, Spirit event, there's a lot happening there, and you could speak a lot more than I could, but I started off talking about auras because I have a sense that there'll be some of that covered at the event, and there's, maybe you could just share with our listeners what all is happening, and then we can kind of tie back to this idea about auras and discussing that. So what does somebody expect to find?
Well, today, this weekend, we're going to be having Cheryl in there doing aura readings, and she'll be having her aura camera there, which is really interesting. So it's a camera that actually, through your biofeedback and special process, will actually show you the colors of your aura in a photograph.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is really cool. I've only read
yeah.
about that. I've seen that in practice, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's real fun because, you know, when you could visualize it that way, I think it's just a little bit easier to understand. And those aura colors relate to everything else pretty much that we teach as well, like, you know, the crystals or color healing, because those specific colors have different personality traits attached to them. And I think it's interesting, too, that oftentimes men's aura photos are in the colors of reds, oranges, yellows. They're more from the lower chakras, from the more physical ones, and female ones tend to be more pink, purple, blue, more of the spiritual and psychic ones. Now, not all the time, of course, but I think that quite often that's something that we find, and that's sort of interesting.
Hmm. Okay. So I think what people would find this weekend is really a wide range of things that they could come to the event for, to learn more about themselves, kind of introspection
mm-hmm.
as I see it. There's I'm reading what you have here. You have spiritual counselors, healers, angel therapists, mediums, authors, artists, musicians, astrology, tea leaf, palmistry, tarot, Reiki, or aura photos you've mentioned, crystals, and so much more. Any of those that you think are especially popular or well followed more than others? Because this is the third year you've done this.
Yes, it's the third year, and plus, of course, a lot of these people work with us all year long at Crystal Fantasy, so we're very familiar with the people that are here. I would say that in the past year, some of the things that have taken on more interest is people wanting to work with their angel, people that are interested in communicating or otherwise being in contact with angels and spirit guides. And I think that as life has become more challenging for more people, that sort of an outreach has really been important to them, to just, you know that the future is going to be okay, that your attitude now, today, this minute is what counts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's very comforting to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is very, we all have angels, all of us do, and we have multiple angels, and knowing that they're there for us and with us, as I think it's really helpful. It's important to know. And I mean, how would you recommend if someone wanted to come to this weekend and get in touch with this side, maybe there's something they're unaware of, how would they select one of the angel therapists? Is there are different people there who will be doing that?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I think just all around, what we try to do throughout the year, but especially on this weekend, is provide a wide range of spiritual counselors, readers, and healers in one area. And all of them are there on a love donation-only basis, no set fee. So it really allows you the time to talk to different people and see who you have a connection with, because you're not going to connect to everybody most of the time. And so you really want to find people that you're going to have a strong connection with and that you feel, you know, like you have something between you, some sort of a relationship, even though you maybe never even met them before.
Yes, that makes sense. So that's something that would be fun for our listeners to do. If you have, tell your friends, come on down. The weather should be lovely in Palm Springs this weekend. It's been rather mild this week, actually, last day or two. But regardless, it's in the beautiful Hyatt Hotel in downtown Palm Springs, and that's air-conditioned, and you can enjoy the weekend and meet interesting people as well as have some introspection and learn a little bit more about your life. So, great. If you don't mind, I'd love to talk a little bit more about this, the aura colors a little bit, because I think it's an interesting topic, and we've touched on colors and things in a prior show. But I wanted to delve a little bit into this. I think that from what I've read, that there could be some confusion about aura colors. And some people think that there are absolute, hard, fast rules for a color that, you know, red can only mean this and yellow can only mean that. But I think it's probably more, there's meaning to them, but there's probably some more shades of gray, I guess, is what I would say. Would you agree with that?
Yes, well, it's interesting that it would be gray instead of black and white when dealing with colors. But, yeah, I think, you know, you have to, I think with all the teachings, really, you know, you have to take what you find, what you're taught in classes and in books, and you have to make it kind of work for you. For some people, there could be slight differences, but it is my feeling that when you're dealing with auras, similar to dealing with chakras or other color therapy or crystals, because I do keep these all in the same category, really. You know, you have the seven basic colors, just like you were mixing paint, and then you have two secondaries that are important, and that would be the pink for the heart area and the black for the base area. So if you just learn those colors in themselves and the meaning of those colors, I think that that's very helpful in getting you started in it. Like if you just know, for example, that if you see an aura color and it's blue, well, that's going to be the beginning of the spiritual center. That's going to be communication. So those sort of attributes are assigned to that.
Okay. So would you say that an aura is kind of maybe a spiritual signature or reflection, or how would you categorize that, or how would you describe it?
I think so. But, you know, it can also on your individual mood that day and other things, too. One of the things that I like when Cheryl does it is taking a picture of somebody, an aura picture, and then taking another picture of them maybe holding a quartz crystal in their hand. Sometimes what you see is a separate aura coming off of the crystal, which I think is fascinating. And not only that, but a higher vibration of colors showing on the aura picture for you as an individual. So that's pretty fun.
Hmm. So we can have an aura color about that reflects our mood and how we're kind of thinking or feeling that day. Do we also have an overall aura color about kind of, you know, how you're wired, if you want to say it that way? Or does it always change? I mean, I guess it could change over your lifetime, right? If you have this new outlook on life. But if you're, for example, let's just say you're generally, you have a certain, let's just say you're a very positive person, and let's say your aura color is yellow, I don't know. And would you be yellow but then also have times when you could be some other color based on your mood that day? Well, how does that work?
Well, I think that generally speaking, you know, you're going to find that people either have a happier disposition or not. So that might be a common theme throughout, you know, several years or whatever in your life as you're evolving. But I think that really a person could just change from day to day. And so the sort of energy and how that's going to come up in the colors is going to change. But oftentimes we find that people that are in the spiritual realm a lot, they really, their colors rarely change from blues and purples and whites in the aura photos. So there is a lot of similarity, but really different things that are happening in your life could definitely change those colors, just like they change your mood.
Sure. So if you had a particularly stressful time in your life, or maybe there's someone who's ill in your family or whatever, something that's really preying on you, that could have an effect on your aura.
Absolutely, because that aura is merely your energy field that's around you. And I think that the idea, a lot of the idea behind that is that, you know, we see color at a vibrational rate. Color acts as a vibration, like what you were saying before. And so that just really has the ability to steer your mood because of that.
Okay. Now, what is it when someone asks, because you could ask a color, I guess, a therapist or someone, or someone who's, tell me, how would you describe Cheryl, what she does? She's not a therapist.
Well, she has a setup with a camera and a special screen that's behind you, and she takes a picture of you. You know, I think that she has to do a little meditation first just to kind of center you, because after all, you are in the middle of an event. It's not like, you know, a private place where you, where it's all quiet and stuff. So she likes to get you centered. And then she takes this photograph. It's kind of a, you know, an instant camera, like a Polaroid camera.
It's
my understanding, actually, that the new digital cameras, they don't really have a program yet that's able to do this. So it's kind of old school. And then from that picture, she just actually gives you the photograph of it, and you can wear it if you'd like. You can see other people, you know, and compare their auras to yours. And it's very interesting, though. It only takes a few minutes, and then she'll give you an analysis of what those aura colors are, and she could even give you one that's very in-depth, a printed one, if you were interested in that.
So how, if somebody asks, well, what's my aura color today? First of all, how could that be helpful? How is that helpful for an individual?
Well, I just think that it's kind of a personality determination, I guess. And I think that, you know, people are just, it's good because you're allowed then to kind of figure out where your weaknesses are and where some challenges might be and kind of work up to a higher vibrational aura and those sort of colors that are surrounding you. So, you know, you could kind of work with it as a tool then.
Now, does somebody need to be, what skill do you need to have or gift is it to be able to detect or sense an aura? Is that something that a broader base of the population could do if they were just more in tune with this vibration? Or how does someone sense it?
Well, some people are aura readers, certainly without the camera. The camera is just a nifty little tool to have, because when it's, you know, right on paper like that, it's a lot easier for people to accept the notion of it. But I know several people that are aura readers. One of them, my good friend Deborah Savitt, who owns Dancing Light School of Intuition in Rancho Mirage, she's an aura reader, and she's been doing it for years. And so for a lot of people, do you remember, like, years back, they had those 3D pictures, and you had to kind of stop looking in order to see the 3D picture? Well, it's kind of like that. If you let your eyes sort of go googly around somebody, sometimes you could see some energy around them. And in time, if you practice, you could actually see that at, represented by a color rather than an energy. So I'm hoping that she's going to be attending this weekend as well. I'm going to be calling her in just a little bit. And because she's a very talented woman, and she teaches classes on aura reading.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I look forward to meeting her this weekend. We have somebody on the phones that we should probably say hello to. Let me just, if you don't mind, Joy, let's bring her on and say hello. Welcome to the Palm Springs Savant and Company. You're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're on the air with Joy Meredith on the Palm Springs Savant and Company. Did you have a question you want to ask Joy?
I was wondering, it's a lady around me, and I know she's kind of intuitive, too, and she's been kind of passing me off little messages. But this morning, she came over with a message, and I was like, I don't know about that one. And then, like, I bet some – then I was, like, kind of thinking, like, logically, you know, if what I'm thinking is true, this would happen. And, like, sure enough, the thing that I was thinking – something similar to it happened. So I was wondering, you know, should I be wary of that message that she gave me this morning?
Well, so it was an unpleasant message that she gave you this morning?
It was kind of unpleasant. It was just a lot of people are doing different things to me, right? And so they're taking advantage of my niceness. And then when I build up my when I say, no, this is it, this is my boundaries, you're not going to do that to me, then it's a problem. And so she came over this morning telling me, oh, I shouldn't be disrespectful. I got this from Archangel Uriel. I was like, you know what, that's BS. You know, I was just thinking, like, no, I don't even expect that. No, but I was just wondering if, should I be wary? Because I think that somebody just actually told her to relay that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to go with your heart, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, they might want to use that to kind of manipulate you and to go in their way. And I think that what's happening here really, and I don't know if you're seeing it, but you're using your intuition here. You're using your inner voice that's saying to you, no, I don't really like the sound of that. That doesn't feel right to me. So I
no.
think that maybe... Yeah, so I think...
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
So I think that you kind of need to see inside yourself that, you know, you need to trust your own inner voice there, and it could be an angel that's talking to you, it could be God that's talking to you, you know, it could be a lot of different things, but I think that maybe you need to look into a little bit more about how intuitive you are, because it seems to me that you might have a real gift.
Oh, yeah, I've been told, but, you know, I tell everybody my antenna is broken right now because I'm under so much stress. But, no, I have something with me. I just have to develop it or de-stress so I can be more sensitive to it or whatever, however that goes. So,
yeah.
But you're right. You're definitely right. Okay, no, I'm just wondering.
You should set your boundaries. You should set your boundaries with people.
Yeah, that wasn't right. I was like, nobody shouldn't be telling me nothing like that. This person don't have the right to hurt me, and then you come back over here and say, you better allow them to hurt you. That didn't even sound right coming out her mouth. So I was like,
Well, that sure wouldn't be coming out of an archangel's mouth.
No, I know if I'm hurt, if this person hurting me and I'm saying no, and that's right, I'm being disrespectful so that you can understand that you cannot do this, and if you continue your actions, I'm going to continue my actions against you until you learn to just stop or just go the F away. So that's how I feel about it. I was just not mad, but I was like, no, that's not even right. You're not even trying to feed me that one, but, I mean, whatever. So I was just wondering. I know no archangel won't see nothing like that. That was just
right.
Little. I was like, she's doing some Christianity stuff now, so, you know. No offense to all my Christians, but I know how they can use Jesus.
Yeah, you got to just trust your own self, you know. And, I mean, that's the bottom line with any of this. If you go see a psychic or you're with a reader or a healer and they're telling you stuff that's making you uncomfortable or just doesn't feel right, then you just walk right out. You don't, you know, I think that's why we have this event that we have, is because there's so many different people that you could choose from. You're bound to find people you're going to meld with, and you're bound to find some that you're not.
Yeah. Well, no, that was awful.
I appreciate you calling in today. Trust your,
trust your
gut instinct and follow that. Follow your instinct there. And I'd say spend some time meditating a little bit. You know, maybe think about this really carefully and allow your angels to talk to you, and that will help you along the way.
Right, right. Thank you. You guys stay blessed.
Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. So it was an interesting call. I mean, I think that she has a real situation that she's dealing with there, and it's practical advice, I think, that you gave, Joy. I mean, we're not intending this show to necessarily be a reading, providing readings, but it is a fair question if somebody has, you know, I think your gut instinct is very important, and sensing what people are saying and just having that question, question of saying, does that sound right, is very important for anybody.
Right. I mean, we could also be living in denial, so, you know, there's a balance to that.
That's right. I mean, one of the things I often, you know, it's an interesting story. When I was a kid, I grew up in a home where my mom was, I'd say she's someone who's in tune with things, let's just say that. I wouldn't go any further than that, but she's very perceptive. And she was, like any mom, was particular about who, you know, we'd play with as kids. And she always had a thought about this kid or that kid and said, I don't like you hanging out with this one or whatever. Well, we had this great dog when I was little, and there was one time my mom had a certain opinion about a friend of mine when I was a little kid, but our dog met this friend, and the dog did not like this kid. And all my other friends, the dog was very friendly and happy to, and my mom said, that's it. I don't like this kid, and the dog doesn't like this kid. You're not hanging around with him anymore. Well, it turned out, just by luck, as luck would have it, my mom was right. And this particular friend was, you know, really had some bad energy and whole family situation that was not positive. And my mom's perception, her gut was, I don't think this is healthy for you to hang around with this other child.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is that you don't have to have the gift yourself to be psychic or to have a healer. If you have that ability or you know someone who has it, even better. But if you have a sense, that could be your angels guiding you or just your own inner perceptions that are in tune, listen to those, because I think that's very – it's a gift that you have, and whether someone's giving it to you or you've developed it yourself, it's telling you something.
That's right. That's right. And I think that, you know, oftentimes people are – they're so much more comfortable to give away their power and let somebody else make these decisions instead of thinking for themselves. And that's why I think that, you know, your caller was right on, because she, you know, some people would take that message and, you know, just really go with it, even though it wasn't even given to her by a person that, you know, is in that business, let's say, or whatever. So I think that really, you know, you have to decide for yourself whether these things are correct or not, and that's the only way that it's that's the way that it works the best, is don't give up your power to somebody else, and I think that's pretty important.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the other things you have going on at the Palm Springs Body, Mind, Spirit Weekend. I'd love to touch on Reiki and some other healing, as well as if we could just dab a little bit in maybe Tarot. Some of our listeners may want to hear a little bit about that. So we'll be back right after this very quick break.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether, like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
You can save money and help the environment without taking a vow of poverty. How does that work? Well, by choosing Energy Star qualified lighting for your home. When you do, you'll become part of a growing national movement. Just go to energystar.gov and click on Take the Change of Light Pledge. It takes only a few short seconds for you to have a long-term impact. Brighten your environmental future. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
This is Rick Rockhill. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. We're speaking with Joy Meredith from Crystal Fantasy in Palm Springs. And you can find out more about Joy at her website, crystalfantasy.com. And we're also talking about her event this weekend here in Palm Springs. It's Palm Springs Body, Mind, Spirit Weekend, Saturday, October 2nd and Sunday the 3rd. And if you want to go to this event, I would highly recommend you checking it out. You can go to the website to find out more. You can also call at 760-322-7799. And if you mention this show, you'll get a free pass to enter. So, okay, we're back, Joy. And just before the break, we were talking about aura colors and so forth. And I mentioned that because, first of all, I find it fascinating. But second of all, it's one of the things that are happening at your weekend. And I'll be there myself, and I'm looking forward to experiencing that. But I want to talk a little bit about some healing and things that people do. Some folks are familiar with faith healing, for example, and that's a belief set about, you know, religious faith can heal, whether it's through prayers, rituals, you know, hands-on healing, that kind of thing. But spiritual healing is a little bit different. As I understand it, it is somewhat intuitive. It has therapeutic touch. There's some Asian practices, Japanese practices, it's energy medicine. There's a whole bunch of things around that. And I believe that you have some of that happening this weekend. Is that right?
That's right. We do. We have some Reiki healers that will be there. Also people that do theta healing, another healing practice called the Reconnection, and pranic healing as well. And they're all, I guess, in their own way, faith healers, whether it be by religion or just some other belief system that's there. The idea is, once again, similar to auras, is that we are energy, we're surrounded by energy, and we just are trying to direct that energy.
Yes.
So that just provides a lot of different names for a similar sort of healing distance. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's very interesting. And at our store, too, on the third Sunday of the month, we have a free Reiki healing circle where we have healers and people that are healers and people that also want to be healed are there. So it's a very nice couple of hours. And some of those people, Earl Nissen, that runs that Reiki Healing Circle, he's going to be at the store all weekend providing Reiki healing, and also he also reads Tarot. So he's going to be there doing both of those things, and it's a nice combination.
Great. I think what would be helpful is for our listeners to understand more about Reiki. Could you spend a couple minutes describing what is it and first of all, what's the background of it, and then kind of what would they experience if they were to go through Reiki healing? What would they see?
Reiki's a moving of energy, and so the idea behind it is that a Reiki practitioner who has been trained in Reiki healing, they're able to move that energy and to have it flow through you in a way that is good for healing. So what you could expect when you are receiving a Reiki healing is to, you know, just sit in a calm place, and they put their hands in different hand positions while they deal with the, in their own minds, with the symbols that that are what empower Reiki practitioners. So in Reiki, just to get specific about it, the word is made up of Rei, the R-E-I, which means God's wisdom or higher power, and Ki, which is life force energy. So Reiki is actually spiritually guided life force energy. So specifically, when you're talking about Reiki, that would be, you know, where that all comes from and what the idea is behind it. So I think that it explains it. That explains it pretty much right there. That it's so it is like a healing, all similar to when you were speaking of faith healing, because it's nothing that you see with your own eyes. There's nothing there, like when you go to a doctor or you get an operation or he does something like that. So it's much more subtle than that, and it deals more with the energy around you. So it treats the whole person, including the, you know, the body, the emotions, the mind, and the spirit. So it works all around to be able to make you feel relaxed and at peace. And, of course, those things are what really help you heal physically.
Yes. And so the process is so I imagine you would be laying down, or would you be sitting in a chair if you were with a Reiki healer?
Well, I think that the way that we'll be handling it this weekend, you'll actually be sitting in a chair. Sometimes they might have you lay down. Jennifer Wong, who does Reiki with us as well, she also combines that chakra healing where she puts colored cloths over your different chakras as she works her Reiki healing on you. So she actually combines those, which is quite interesting.
I've not experienced that, so it's something I look forward to checking out.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Have you ever any interesting or unusual stories about someone who's gone through experienced Reiki healing where you've noticed, you know, maybe they had a particular experience that was very, you know, positive, not positive, but I mean, you know, life-changing, so to speak, or something that really affected them? Anything like that that comes to mind?
Well, you know, of course, I do want to say that we definitely tell people they need to see a doctor. You know,
yes.
I mean, you should always make sure that, you know, there's nothing there that's physical. So, you know, we certainly, even though we do encourage people to do these alternative methods, you should always have a medical doctor that you've consulted as well. 'Cause we like to get a second opinion from
well,
our new people.
Right. And you get perspectives and views, and you can choose what type of treatment or whose advice you want to follow, but it's good
Correct.
To have multiple opinions.
But, yes, we have a lot of really great stories from people that, you know, have come in that aren't feeling well, or they're having certain problems, like pain issues is a big one. People that have said that, you know, they have chronic pain, and when working with a Reiki practitioner, they're actually able to find some, you know, some real relief from that after years and years of not being able to. So I think that those kind of stories we hear quite often, really, you know, because I think that oftentimes that seems to be what they're coming in for when they want to see a Reiki practitioner is chronic pain. And, you know, that's just so hard for people. It's hard on their energy field. It's hard to, you know, just get on with your everyday life when you wake up every day not feeling well. So I think that that's been really helpful for a lot of people. And we're also, one of the people that's going to be there this weekend, Michael Walton, he's a massage therapist, but he also has a special mat that he uses that deals with some electromagnetic elements to it. That's very cool also. So we're going to have a lot of different healing modalities there, and I think it's just going to be a really interesting weekend.
Well, no doubt. I mean, the thing is, if you're listening to this show and you're within driving distance to Palm Springs, at this point, I would say do plan to get out here. If you're somebody who's a little further away and you can plan a quick trip, hopefully you can find a good airfare or train or whatever it may be, bus, that you can get to Palm Springs this weekend and spend, you know, treat yourself to a weekend away. Because you're going to get a great deal on hotels here in Palm Springs right now. The hotel rates are still great. And there's reasonably priced restaurants. There's a lot of options. And there's such great things happening at this event this weekend that you really owe it to yourself to check it out and explore some of these things. And if you're new to this, if you're not very familiar with some of the things that we've been talking about, it's okay. You don't have to know. There's no expectation that you are going to come in and be all-knowing or knowledgeable or an expert. You just come in and talk openly about or just explore and listen, and you can find out things as you go. It's not going to cost you a lot of money, and I think for the average person who's just looking to kind of pique their interest or learn more about themselves, this is a great way to kind of begin that process, and you do what you're comfortable doing. I don't know if you'd add anything to that, Joy, but that's my 2 cents on it.
Well, no, I think you said that beautifully, actually. So I think that it's true because, you know, that's why we do it this way. It just allows people the opportunity to kind of, you know, test the waters a little bit. You don't have to jump in with both feet. It's okay. And I do want to mention for people that are coming into town that some hotels like the Palm Mountain Resort, for example, you could get a room there for under $100 this weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of great hotels in Palm Springs. Crystal Fantasy is within 1 mile of 4,000 hotel rooms. We're within 1 mile of the airport, which also puts us within 1 mile of the bus station. You know, we're very conveniently located in downtown Palm Springs, directly across the street from the Hyatt Regency Suites, which was newly remodeled. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on here. And I did want to tell you about our Saturday night event, too, because our event, and I don't know if you have time right now or if you're going to have a commercial.
No, go ahead.
Okay, great. So the event is on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6. But at 7 o'clock on Sunday, the room will transform itself. It is Mahatma Gandhi's birthday, and so the United Nations has decreed that that day will be the International Day of Nonviolence. So on that night, we will have Temple Bhajan Band and Guru Yogi Ramesh there. So we'll have some kirtan chanting and some a little bit of dance, a little bit of laughing, a fun event for love donation only, no set fee, and just a time to show that we are for nonviolence, that we, you know, really want to celebrate that and a lot of the ideals that Mahatma Gandhi stood for, you know, that an eye for an eye will only cause the whole world to go blind, that sort of thinking is not at all acceptable, and that nonviolence is the way to be.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That sounds really interesting. I certainly hope anyone listening who hasn't already made plans to get out here can do so, because that sounds like we could use more of that in this world. So.
I agree.
One of the things that people traditionally think of when they want to get into learning more about themselves or understanding what's coming down the road and or what's happening around their lives, lots of people immediately think of things like either palm reading or tarot. And you'll have both of those this weekend as well. And you offer that at Crystal Fantasy all the time, as I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just spend a couple minutes on just a touch on either of those themselves are their own show topics for another week. But let's talk about palmistry and what your experience with that is and how you see that can be beneficial. What can a good palm reading tell someone if they were to come and experience that?
Well, I think palm reading is really interesting. I'm not well versed in it, but this is my understanding, is that one of your hands, and I don't know which one, you'll have to ask a palmist, one of them tells the hand that you were born with, and the other one tells the life path you've created for yourself. And so there are certain things that might be stable in your life from birth, you know, that might be more well-defined, and then some things that you could change from that. So I think that a lot of people, what they're looking for is, you know, oh, how long is my luck line? How is my love line? Things like that, you know, in order to tell a little bit about them, their future, their personality. And it's incredible how much can be told just from looking at the palm of somebody's hand. And if you really get into learning palm reading, there's so much more that you could learn, like just looking at somebody's fingers, the shape their fingertips, whether they're squared or rounded or oval, even their nail beds, you know, whether they are flat or raised. There's a lot of different things that you could tell from somebody's hand. The hands have so many nerve endings in it, similar to the feet. The fact is people could read your feet too, but it might be a little stinky. But you could really get a lot out of just looking at somebody's hand.
Yeah, I had, when I was in Asia this summer, I happened to stumble on a palmist, and it was interesting for me because, you know, it was a completely different cultural reference point. So I'm in an Asian community there, and I have a Western point of view on things, and so I think a lot of what she was saying and reading to me, even though she knew clearly just by looking at me that I was Caucasian, she described things from an Asian or Eastern philosophical point of view, but I still got a fair amount out of it and enjoyed it. However, it was interesting that she told me that from my reading that I was going to be single my entire life, or at least not married with children. I thought, okay, well, that's interesting.
Did you let that influence your life?
I'm sorry?
Did you let that influence your life?
Oh, no, not at all. But I mean, she wasn't wrong that I'm not going to be married with children, so that was a fairly accurate.
Oh, well, that's true. All right, then. I can handle that one.
Right. I was amused by it more than anything.
Yes. So
that's palmistry. Now, tarot is something you're much more familiar with, as I know.
Oh, sure. And one of the things I think that you'll find interesting, whether it's at Crystal Fantasy at the store or at our weekend event, is nobody does exactly the same thing. And so even though we have tarot, everybody reads their own cards, so that their own specific deck of cards, so that nobody's reading the same deck. Because there are many wonderful decks out there, and oftentimes people choose them based on the artwork, and, you know, you want to feel connected to them. So there's different ways that you could do readings. You could do a full spread of a reading. Celtic cross spread is the most popular. I like to do a three-day card spread. So that's just kind of one card represents your past, one is the present, and one is the future.
Yes.
It's very simple that way and just gives you kind of a little roadmap to go by, explaining how you might have gotten where you are, and what you should do to change the future of that or create the future of it.
Okay. So maybe we could just touch on a little bit about how tarot works and how important is it for the person who is participating in the reading versus the person who's doing the reading. What is the expectation of participation, and who does what, and what frame of mind do you need to be in for really to get the maximum benefit of or read of that?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say because we're talking about a lot of different people's personalities, so people like it differently. For me, I like to be with a reader that I get a lot of eye contact with. And so we sit, usually a reader will ask you to set your thoughts on one specific question, because that does make it a little bit easier to kind of direct it to one area. And then after you pull the cards, when you see the symbolism in the cards, you could really see how it tells a story all in itself. The reader, of course, needs to know a lot as well, but it's amazing that even you, just by looking at the card, like, you know, if you get the Wheel of Fortune, you know, that you have good times coming. One of the things, for example, is swords can sometimes, if you're using a deck like Rider-Waite, swords can sometimes be negative. Cups are emotions when you get cups, a lot of cups in your reading. So, and I try to remember them simply, really, like swords. Well, you know, sometimes that could kind of be cutting. And when I think of cups, I think of cups can hold tears. You know, they hold liquid. So I think of tears. So I think of emotions that could be involved with it. So, you know, I think it's good for you, for a person that's getting a reading, you know, to really evaluate the cards too. You know, the reader's going to tell you a story about them and tell you how that all weaves together and how that might relate to you. But I think that what's really good, too, is for you to take a look at them and see what you think about them. Because it's always, everything is always up to you. Nobody could give you a reading that you can't change the outcome of. If you think that it has a negative implication, there is nothing that's written in stone about your future. You always have control over it, and you always have the choice to take a different path or a different road to get to the best place you need to be in. And if you ever have a reader, because I do want to say this, if you find that you have a reader that is only saying negative things or that is asking you for large amounts of money, I think that it's time to find a new one. Because, you know, you have to really keep that in mind as well.
I think that's great advice. I'm going to take a very fast break, Joy, and when we come back, I'd love to hear your thoughts on maybe just one or two of your favorite cards in the deck. So why don't you think about that, and we'll be right back after this message.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
People with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than people without diabetes. Many who survive are severely disabled. Learn to reduce your risk of stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? Going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, what if you could put them into action? By creating a network to help keep kids off the streets, in a country like Armenia, or in Honduras, what if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person, and in turn they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
This is Rick Rockhill. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. We're talking with Joy Meredith of Crystal Fantasy in Palm Springs. And we were just talking about tarot and the decks and the cards and how the experiences of finding, getting the most out of it. And I wanted to get your thoughts, Joy, on some of your favorite cards are in the tarot deck and things and the meaning behind them. Anything you'd like to bring up?
Well, sure. Sometimes I just work with the major arcanas, the picture cards. And, I mean, there's a lot of really beautiful ones that I think just, you know, really share a lot of wonderful meanings. I love the Empress card. You know, she's full. She's shown in a pregnant situation, but really she's just full. She's full of ideas. She's about creation. She's about new beginnings. And I think that's a fun card for me. I seem to pull that one relatively often. I also really like the Justice card because it's about balance, and I oftentimes need to be reminded of that a little bit, that my need for balance. So when I pull that card, I oftentimes think to myself, okay, you know, you got to take a minute and stop and see what's going on in life today and what would have brought that card to the top of my deck. So I don't know. There's a lot of cards that I feel pretty, you know, a lot of kinship with, to tell you the truth. Some of my favorite decks, I I really like to work with the affirmation decks that are by Doreen Virtue. They're not tarot. They're more of a daily affirmation card where you could just pull one at a time with beautiful artwork like angels and fairies and all different sorts of just beautiful spiritual art. And I really enjoy those because of the simplicity of them. But I think there's some great cards. The Lover's card is great. A really misunderstood card is Death, which happens to be one of my favorite cards to pull. Because death is about the death of an idea. It doesn't mean that somebody's going to be dying. You know,
is it more about renewal
always,
also?
Yeah, it's about, right. Death is all about it's about change. It's about, it's about so many different things. Very, very misunderstood, though. On TV shows, they always seem to pull that card right before somebody's decided that they're going to die, but it really isn't even about physical death.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that because it is one of those that kind of freaks people out when they see it.
It definitely freaks people out.
You have to have your mind. Your perspective is very important when you go to a reading. I think that I've read and heard that tarot is very much a reflection of your soul. It's a reflection of what kind of what's going on around you or what could be happening. And the notion is that it's a way for you to reflect, for you to think about and choose actions and really sort of rethink how you're approaching things in your life or what you're doing. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think so. That is really what it's trying to tell. It's just trying to get a snapshot of what's going on with you and your personalities, your soul reading. Yes, that would be a very good description of that.
Mm-hmm. So for somebody, if someone has an interest in studying tarot cards, and you did some reading, there's some great books out there that kind of help you interpret the cards and so forth, and you could find a deck that you like, at Crystal Fantasy you sell them, and you could consult with someone and discuss which one is right for you. How practical is it for someone to sort of dabble in it in the sense of, I'd like to use this as a tool to maybe become more in tune with myself? And there are times, of course, when you need someone who may be more gifted or more intuitive to perhaps take it to a greater depth. But is that something that you could advise people to do and it has merit to do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I pull my own cards. You know,
sure.
when I feel like and I'm not a tarot reader. I have studied tarot in the past, but I don't consider myself a tarot reader. So, it's something that you could use just sort of as an affirmation tool to what you're working on, and maybe if you are torn between a couple of decisions, maybe it could help you go one way or another on it, and it's definitely something that you could use yourself and also go to a reader. Sometimes, once again, it's more of a second opinion sort of thing that you're looking for. So, yeah, I think either way it's terrific.
Yeah, I think one of the beauty of tarot in my mind is that there's a wide range of decks available. So you could find something that's very, visually easy to understand. There's all different types of cards. But the point is this. You don't have to be intuitive or psychic, if you want to call it that, to get something out of it. You can use it as a tool. It's almost part of a meditation process.
I think that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I wanted to key in on before we wrap up. We're just about out of time. But that really, for yourself, it's about taking time to stop and think about what's going on in your life. And I would wrap up and just say that if you have the ability to come this weekend, go to palmspringsbodymindspirit.com, and you can, if you mention this show, you get free pass to come in. Is that right, Joy?
Yes, that's right. That's right. You'll get free passes to come in. Otherwise, it's $10, and you do have the opportunity to meet with about 20 different readers and healers for love donation only. And so it's going to be a really great event. I'm really excited about it.
Well, Joy, it's been a pleasure having you on the show once again. Very much appreciate your time. I know you're a busy person running a business and getting ready for this weekend. Folks can reach you at crystalfantasy.com, or as I said, on the website, or you can call at 760-322-7799 and speak to Joy. So, Joy, I will see you this weekend at the event, and we'll have another exciting show next week. We'll have a little bit more to talk about, and I hope everyone has a chance to check it out this weekend and stay tuned for another great week. You've been listening to the Palm Springs on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
This is Rick Rockhill. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company Radio Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.